Hello, everyone, and welcome. We're here in Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed together with Rabbi Shalom Arush. And today we go to the weekly shiur in English. For anyone that wants to send in some questions, you could send it into +972-524-144-502. Or you could email it into 148answers@gmail.com. And let's get straight to the show with the rabbi's main part of the class. We just merit to accept the Torah, the Holy Torah. But every single day we want to have more Torah and more Torah. Therefore, we make the blessing, we say, Noten at Hashem gives us the Torah, not that He gave it to us in the past, He gives it to us every single day. We want to learn and learn and learn more. We also want to pray and pray and pray more to what? To be able to fulfill and to keep what we have been learning. This is what we want to do. This is our life. We want to live a life of getting closer to Hashem. How do we get closer to Hashem? Through doing the learning Torah, through doing mitzvah, through praying. And that is what makes our life full. Kiyam chayana, that is our life. Orech amin, it makes our days have purpose and meaning. In this week's Torah portion, this week's weekly Torah portion, we read Parashat Ba'alotecha. In the parasha, there are some people that they were impure. They came to Moshe and they said, we didn't bring the Korban Pesach when Pesach time came around. We want to bring it now. We want to bring it. Why should we lose out? Lama Nigaraz, their famous words. Why should I lose out? I missed the boat the first time. Maybe you could make something for me.
Korban Pesach is man, but me you done it, me Nissan.
So now, if you look at it, it seems a little funny. Pesach is on the 14th day of Nisan. You bring the korban and you eat it that night on the 15th. They missed out on fulfilling it that month. All of a sudden, they wake up and they say, we want to do korban Pesach now. What's their claim? They don't really have anything to claim. Oh, we want to do it. It's like, Rabbi says, like somebody that he didn't keep Shabbat. He says the next day, he says, Hashem, I didn't keep Shabbat yesterday. Maybe I'll keep it today on Sunday or on Monday. It's a little funny.
Moshe Ken. יביאו בידעת מיד קורבן פסח, בזכותם כל עם ישראל כל השנים, ישעיה תביא, יכול תביא קורבן פסח בזכותם.
So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, oh, it's a silly question. He saw that they were sincere and they had a good will. They wanted to do the right thing. He said, that's a good question. I have to ask. And he asked Hashem, and Hashem said, yes, you can bring a Korban Pesach. I'm going to have Pesach Sheni. I'm going to bring it now, right now. Why? Because they had a will and a desire. Until today, they were able to instill this idea of Pesach Sheni, which is to bring it really not on the 14th, to bring it the next time. And that's all in their merit, of their goodwill and good sense. They were sincere that they wanted to do Hashem's will.
אז מזל אבן נתן לומד דרכר תקרא להשם. מזל.
From this story, from this episode, Ben Natan learns from here how to get closer to Hashem throughout our lives.
שאדם, מה שעבר לעולם, מה שלא, מה שהספיד, עובדת השם, אם האדם יעמוד, אני רוצה, נכון, אני אשם, שהיית הרוך, אני אשם שהיית איתה, אבל אני רוצה, מתפלל, השם יפתח לו דרך להתקרב, להשלים,
So Rabbi Natan learns out from this. He says that any person, no matter what they went through, no matter what they missed out on, no matter they felt like they messed up, they could come back and have a second chance and say, Hashem, I want to start again. And Hashem is going to give you a new beginning, but not only to just start again, you're able to fix what you've missed out on, and you're able to fill up your time with all that you missed out on.
טוב, נעשה להם זמן קצת לשאלות.
Hey, the rabbi is giving you guys the floor to ask the questions that you have of the week, and let's jump right into it. There's a question here, number one. I'm trying to do Hitbodedut every day, but my problem is that after a half hour, I already run out of words, and I don't know what to say. What should I do? For the rabbi, מנסים לעשות Hitbodedut כל יום, אבל הבעיה שאחרי רבע שעה אין דיבונים, אין מה להגיד יותר.
קודם כל, שמחה לשמוח.
Oh, the rabbi is so happy they started to do it but do it on a daily basis.
שמחה לשמוח שיש לו רבע שעה.
The rabbi is very happy that you already have 15 minutes.
Oh, זה כבר התקדמות גדולה.
Already a very, very big accomplishment. You're going in the right direction.
קודם כל חשוב שלימד את הספר מזדי הרער, לימד אותו את העבודה של מדבודות, שיש להודות, לעשות השבעת נפש, ולעשות עבודה על משהו, לקנות אותו.
So, first piece of advice is to take the book of In Forest Fields, Sha'arav Betodav, the rabbi.
No.
Steyar in Forest Fields. And you take that book and you learn through it how you're supposed to say thank you and to make a cheshbon nefesh, to make a assessment of everything that you went through and to go and dedicate a certain amount of time, a nice amount of time, to be able to merit to having to work on one thing specifically.
גם אני התחלתי לדברות, גם לא היה לי דברים, אבל התעקשתי ועשיתי, מתפלל על זה, השם, כמו שעכשיו אמרנו על הקורבן פסח, אדם רוצה שם פותח לו דרכים.
The rabbi said, even from his personal journey and having it brought to do it. It was hard in the beginning. He also had times where he didn't have any words to say, but he was strong and he was determined and he wanted to have it brought to do it. So he asked Hashem, help me to have it brought to do it. Like we just spoke about in the story of Korban Pesach and Pesach Sheni. Ask Hashem, Hashem, why should I lose out? I want to have it brought to do it. I want to talk to you. All right, so we're talking about his bodedu. We'll go on to the next question. If the rabbi speaks about the idea of having a avodat ratzon to work on your will, should we be doing this on Shabbat? For example, for personal holiness, is that something that you should do on Shabbat? For the shosim avodat ratzon, ze kol yom gam Shabbat. Afilo ani anim shekdushav.
Vaday, ani anim rohani anim. Vaday, gam Shabbat matmalev nim. בתפילות, קדשנו בזבזרת, תכן נחכנו דרך את הסבא. ודאי, דברים מהאוחיינים מבקשה בשבת. ודאי.
Rabbi says, of course, what we should be praying for on Shabbat is specifically spirituality. That's the day of Shabbat, is the day of spirituality and holiness. We say in the prayers itself, קדשנו במצוותיך, make us holy through your mitzvot. Give us a place in your Torah. Our whole praying on Shabbat is all about spirituality. So of course you should continue with this avodat ratzon, with working on your goodwill, and having a half hour every single day, even on Shabbat. Now, the next question really is going on the same idea. Gam al itbodedut, she'osim tshuva al Shabbat, ben adam yechol lefkot, could a person cry? It might cause a person to be in pain. And also, can you thank Hashem for suffering? אז יש פה שאלה מסד אחד, האם אפשר לבכות ולעשות תשובה, וגם האם אפשר להגיד תודה לשם על הצרות בשבת.
רבנו זמן נכנס אל הרבנו לחדר, והיה שוכב, והוא סתכל על רבנו נתן הרבה זמן, אחר כך אמר לו, בשבת הזאת בכית הרבה לפני השם. למה? כל דבר שעושה לעשות קשה לימוד. רבנו בכה, אמר, בכיתי הרבה לפני השם. למה בכה? שאמר השבוע, כל דבר שהוא עושה לעשות, בעבודת השם קשה לו מאוד. באחר הבנו הוא מספר.
אז רבי נתן נכנס לרבנו?
לא.
הפוך.
רבי נתן נכנס לחיים.
וראה ש...
רבנו מספר לו שבשבת באחר הרבה. אז אדם עם אדם מרגיש ו... ממש צר שקשה לו בעבודת השם יעצה לו לבכות מותר.
So Rabbi has a story on this. One time Rabbi Nathan came into his Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, and he was lying down. He was weak. He looked weak. Rabbi Nathan looked at him for a while. Rabbi Nachman looked back at him and he said, this past Shabbat I was crying so much because everything and my spirituality is so hard for me to do. Trying to do things, and it's just so difficult. And it caused me to cry on Shabbat. So we have this living example. Rabbi Nachman told us that you can cry on Shabbat. And the rabbi says, yes, it's 100% allowed. For spirituality, for your ruchaniyut, you can, yes, cry and do teshuvah on Shabbat for something that's bothering you.
About it's a total tov. No, because... התפלל בקשה מה השם תקרב אותי.
The truth is, the rabbi says that it's better not to. You should pray and ask Hashem to bring us close to him, and if you could hold back the tears on Shabbat, that's better.
אדם שרוצה להגיד תודה על הצרות, אז בתנאי שלא יצטרך, אם לא יגיע לצער, לזכור את הצערות. לכן, אם יש, צריכים בשבת לשמוח. אם אדם יכול להגיע לדרגה שממש שמח בצוות, אומר תודה, אז בדי דאגי תודה. אבל אם הוא לא מגיע לדרגה שלו, זה אם יספר על הצרות, יודע על הצרות, לא בדרגה האמיתית, אז אסור. אם הוא יכול להגיע לשמחה, שמח בצרות, לא, בבקשה.
In regards to thanking Hashem for suffering, which is a very big level, Rabbi says, if you're going to be able to really, really thank Hashem, I mean, really thank Hashem for the suffering, and that will bring you to a place of serenity and happiness, then for sure, go for it. But if you're not holding on that level, you have to know yourself. If you're holding on the level of saying thank you just to try to make peace with the suffering, and you're just going to be pushed to a place of depression and pain and suffering, then you shouldn't remind yourself of the suffering through saying thank you. But if you can get to that level of saying thank you for the suffering and you'll have peace of mind and you'll be happy about it, then you should go ahead and say thank you for that. נמשיך עוד שאלה? All right. I wanted to ask this question for Arash's English YouTube. Thank you so much. What is the best way we can help to speed Mashiach's arrival? קודם כל, תודה רבה עליו על התוכנית באנגלית. וגם, איזה דרך הכי טוב? לזרז את ביאת המשיח.
להפיץ הרבה ספרים בחוברות על אמונה.
Rabbi says, the best way you could do it is by spreading the אמונה books to the whole world.
רבנו אומר, עיקר הגלות אינו בערב שהאסון אמונה.
Rabbi Nachman of Breslov teaches us, he says that the whole reason why we're in exile is because of lack of emunah. So, there you go. The more you spread emunah, the more it can bring Mashiach's arrival. A person says, how can I tell Hashem that I need specific amount of money to transfer land to my name and to pay for a structure there? I want Hashem to help me out. How am I supposed to go about and praying it? For it. This is what I understand from the question. בן אדם שרוצה שהשם ישלח לו כסף לקנות איזה שטח או משהו, איך הוא יגיד להשם שהוא צריך את הכסף הזאת? מספר מסוים או משהו, הוא רוצה שהמקום יהיה שלו? ככה אני מבין מהשאלה. אם יש דרך להגיד.
התבודדות זה הדבר האמיתי. מה ספר לך שבחור? כל הסיפור וכל הזאב ובקש משהו קדוש בחוץ בשטות ממש התבודדות זה הדבר אמיתי אתה מסבל אני עשיתי בית בשביל עבודת השם משהו אז זה בא לתל כשבור מה שאני רוצה והסברתי לקשבור, הסברתי ופעלתי וזה צריכים לשתף את הקשבור בחיים שלו.
So when you want to talk to Hashem about your daily life, you have to be truthful, you have to be honest. It's better to do it as an open conversation with you and Hashem. You tell Hashem what's going on. Talk about the problem. You have this land that you want to buy. You need this specific amount of money. Be honest and be truthful and be straight out to Hashem. Not trying to convince Hashem. Hashem wants to give us. But the rabbi said he himself, he wanted to have a house. He made Hashem a partner in his dealings, in his business dealings. You ask Hashem, you tell Hashem how you want to use it, what you want to use it for. You want to use it to your service of Hashem, to have a nice place. Whatever it is that you want to use, but be honest and be truthful and bring Hashem into your life and make him a partner in your dealings. We'll go on to the next question. What is Rabbi Arash's recommendation of how frequently to recite the Tikkun HaKali? Is it maybe daily? If yes, should we also recite the daily portion of Tehillim by the month? For the כמה זמן צריך להגיד תיקון הכלי, אם זה כל יום, אם זה תוך כמה זמן, אם כן, האם גם נגיד, אם זה גם על יום בסיס יומי, אם גם נגיד את התהילים של היום, יש גם עניין להגיד גם וגם.
ודאי, קודם, ודאי, ודאי. חשוב מאוד, אבנו דיבר הרבה, נגיד הרבה תהילים. ודאי צריכים להגיד. להגיד תהילים יומיים ותיקון הכלל נהגו של סמריו אומר אותו פעם ביום אבל גם ראיתי זכירי ברסל או אמרים כל יום מתהילים גם כל יום תיקון הכלל כל יום תהילים
Rabbi said that both of these things, saying Tikkun HaKlali and Tehillim on a daily basis are very, very great things to do. First of all, Tikkun HaKlali, the Rabbi says, yes, he saw that they said it every single day. But also he saw them, besides for having a specific time to say Tikkun HaKlali, they would also have Tehillim every single day to have a specific time to have Tehillim of the day. אז זה לא, אי אפשר לעשות, כאילו, בן אדם שרוצה לעשות שתיהם, זה לא תופס אחד את השני. יש תיקון הכלי ויש תהילים, כאילו.
כן, זה לא, צריכים להגיד את כל התהילים. היה, זה...
Rabbi says that you have to say the whole תהילים, you have to start having a schedule and saying the whole תהילים, it's very, very amazing power.
מצד הזה, התיקון הכלל יש לו כוח גדול גדול לתקן את האדם.
But besides for saying Tehillim, there's also this special merit of saying Tikkun HaKlali, which has a specific power to tap into a certain thing to fix you and make you holy. How do I know what's my difference, what's my balance between doing Hishtadut, trying and pushing, and when do I give it up to Hashem? For example, someone's trying to buy a house and they're having problems with buyers, sellers, the bank. How do I know when to just pick my hands up and say, Hashem, you take it from here? Or when do I continue pushing? איך יודעים, כבוד הרב, מה הגבול בין השתדלות לבין מתי לתת להשם לנהל את העניינים? לדוגמה, בן אדם שקונה בית, יש מוכר, בנק, כל מיני דברים. מתי הוא כנראה מרים ידיים, אומר, להשם, עשית את השתדלות, ועכשיו, כך מפה. כי אולי זה לא הדירה שלי, בן אדם רוצה לדעת.
באים לשאלות שאי אפשר אדם שצריך להתפלל, צריך לעשות התשתדלות, אבל מה שהשם נתן לו אפשר לעשות התשתדלות, זה יעשה. אבל הרבה דברים לא בידיים שלו. לכן, לא... כולנו חיים בעולם הזה. גם מתפללים, גם עושים. כל הדבר לפי העניין שלו. זה קשה להגיד...
I always say for questions like this, it's hard to know the specific detail, but a major rule is to know that your ishtadlut is to, first of all, is to pray and to ask Hashem to help you through the process. And number two, whatever you have energy, you have power, you have money to do whatever you're able to do, go for it. But don't forget the main part of the ishtadlut is to pray, because these things are very hard. Each specific situation, there's no specific answer. You don't know when to... But of course, the rabbi is saying, you always have to start off with prayer and start off with bringing Hashem into the situation. This person asking, this woman is asking, she's saying she's 33, she's suffering from depression and OCD. And they're telling her that she has to take medicine. But she's worried about the side effects of the medicine. Now she's trying to do it through natural healing ways, but it's not strong enough to help her situation. She wants to be healthy. She wants to build a family. Does the rabbi have words of encouragement, of help for her? Ish po isha shekval bat 33 וסובלת מדיכאון ו-OCD ואומרים ששיחה לקחת תרופות, אבל היא מפחדת מהתופעות לוואי, וכרגע היא מנסה עם הטבעית, אבל זה לא מספיק חזק, והיא רוצה להיות בריא בנפש, וגם להקים משפחה כבר, היא רוצה לחיות.
תלמד בגן האמונה. זה רפואה לנפש, וגם אמרתי תודה ונושעתי. התחזק באמונה ותודה, ותעשור חוק התודה, תהי בריאה בלי שום, ממש בריאה. התודה זה רפואה גדולה, תודה.
The rabbi said that, take the books, take the book of the Garden of Emunah, take the book of I said thank you and I saw miracles, and take the small little pamphlet of the law of gratitude, which is to say thank you for 15 minutes a day and saying Mizmor LeTodah. Take these three pieces of advice, read them and live them, and you'll be able to start feeling better. You'll be able to have a complete refuah. You'll be able to have a complete healing very soon. Amen. Rabbi wants to tell you a story that just happened.
היא קורא מקרוב אליי, הילה תורנה בדרך, נפצע, ממש נפצע קשה בקדימה מאחורה, וממש נפצע.
Someone that's very close to the rabbi, she got into a very bad car accident, from the front, from the back, very, very serious situation.
והוא זכר כשאמרתי יש כוח גדול להגיד מזמרות האדם, התחל להזריע מזמרות האדם, עוד פעם מזמרות האדם, ולא איבד את ההכרה, והגיעו לטפל בו בגלל שרבא לא איבד את ההכרה. אמר לה משלוק, גם אחרה פסח, היה מדמין, אם לא היה אומר להם, זה לבד יכול לעלומות.
But this person remembered right away what the rabbi said to say, Mizmor LeTodah, chapter 100, and right away he said it many times, and he did not lose his consciousness, he stayed alert and assertive, even though there was tons of blood everywhere and it was a very serious situation, but he was able, they took him to check him and he was all good. He continued, they took him to the hospital, he continued the whole way through saying Mizmor LeTodah, Mizmor LeTodah, the whole chapter.
Mamash me'ot ba'emi. מאות פעמים.
Rabbi said, maybe hundreds of times.
אחרי שעשו לו ניתוח, ובוחשים כמה רבי, המנחתי אמר לו, שמעתי אותך, אומר כל הזמן, תדע לך, זה יצר אותך. גלמה, לא גבעת את ההכרה, ויכלת להגיד להם שיעשו לך בדבר שני, היה לך מזל שהגעת 5 דקות אחרי שתחלפה המשפרת. אם היית מגיע למשמות הקודם כבר מעולה אכפים מכל יום, אני באתי אתה הראה אותה הראשון שלי, זה יציל אותך שם, ככה אמרנו.
So he's saying thank you Hashem and Mizmor LeTodah many times, and they pull him in, and he had to go through a certain surgery. And the surgeon, the doctor, said after, he says, you know what, you're very, very truly blessed. And I know it's because in merit of saying your Mizmor LeTodah, I heard you saying it time and time again. And you know what, you didn't lose your consciousness and everything went easy with the surgery. And you know what, you have very, very good luck because they just finished this past shift. I just started my shift and I saw you and you were saying Mizmor LeTodah and you inspired me. And I came with fresh energy and they were just finishing their day. They were very tired. And I'm starting my new shift right now. You got very, very lucky that nothing happened to you and everything went smoothly. And this is only because of saying Mizmor LeTodah.
הרבה סיפורים אני יודע שנעשים המון מזמורות תודה ממש כל יום הרבה פעמים התרפו מכל המחלות.
Rabbi said he knows many people, he has many stories of people saying מזמורות תודה and they get completely healed from any illnesses.
נברך את כולם.
Let's bless everybody.
כולם שמחה, אמונה, רפואה, זיווגים, שלום בית, מים צדיקים, אמן.
אמן. Everyone should have happiness, אמונה, and you should have good children, have good panasa, and everything good in your life. Amen. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next week.